As you may know, we do all of our stories from the actual location where they occur. While we did travel to this town, our computer ate the interview sometime after the trip, but that didn't keep us from getting John Holtzclaw on the phone to talk about the 600 Civil War troops that will soon arrive in his hometown. It's next on The American Countryside. While Fort Sumter and Bull Run made headlines at the beginning of the Civil War, John Holtzclaw says a battle in Boonville, Missouri was very important as well.
It was actually fought on June 17, 1861. It was the first land battle west of the Allegheny Mountains.
In fact, the battle here was a full month before the Battle of Bull Run. Missouri's Southern sympathizers were not yet Confederate troops. They were known as the Home Guard. They met about 1,500 Federal troops determined to take Boonville and maintain control of the state.
The battle was like a 20-minute skirmish, but it was very significant to the Civil War because this kept Missouri in the Union. The Federal forces controlled the Missouri River.
The Home Guard was overwhelmed by the larger and better armed and trained Federal troops. Some called it the Boonville Races as the Home Guard raced back toward Boonville. 150 years later, the battle will be recreated, plus much more.
What we will have on Friday afternoon will be Education for Kids Day, and that is on actual battle day, the June 17th. But then on the 18th, Civil War reenactment will be started at 1:30, and it will be an authentic reenactment of what happened back in June 17, 1861.
There will be an additional reenactment to depict larger battles during the Civil War as well.
So now we have like 60 cavalry horses and 600 reenactors and 24 cannons. They tell me there wasn't 24 cannons in one battle in Missouri during the Civil War.
The events take place June 17th through the 19th, 150 years after the original battle here. Traveling the countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.